Chapter 11. Record Breakers, Bollywood and Danger on the Set. The cinema industry has a large amount of record breakers. There's the most expensive film, the most successful film, the least popular film, and the list goes on. Some of our favourite films have broken records too. In 1925, Ben-Hur was the most expensive film of the silent era. In 1959, Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, MGM, made a new version of this film, which cost $15 million to make, more than 6 years to prepare, and 9 months to film. The studio used more workers and more extras on this film than any other film that came before it. The most famous and thrilling scene in Ben-Hur is a chariot race. With none of today's technology or special effects, the designers built the film set over an enormous expanse of space at Cinecittà Studios outside Rome. It took 5 weeks and 15,000 extras just to film this sequence. The film was a huge risk for MGM Studios because of the cost, but in the end, Ben-Hur saved MGM from going out of business. To date, there have been 5 versions of the film, including an animated version and a miniseries, making it the film with the highest number of remakes. Unfortunately, the 2016 version was a gigantic flop at the box office. Some flops put their studios out of business. In 2001, Squat Pictures made an animated science fiction film called Final Fantasy: The Spirits Within, and the studio lost $82 million. Sahara 2005 was another film which lost over $100 million. People went to see the film, starring Penelope Cruz and Matthew McConaughey. That wasn't the problem. But although it earned about $119 million at the box office, it cost $241 million to make. Fortunately for Penelope Cruz and Matthew McConaughey, their careers survived this disaster. To date, the biggest flop of all is a film called Cutthroat Island in 1995, which lost just under $147 million. This loss went into the Guinness World Records. So, what is the most expensive film ever made? Many think that the 2011 film, Pirates of the Caribbean, On Stranger Tides, the 4th film in the series, is the most expensive film made to date. They could be right. It cost over $400 million to make. At the other end of the scale, the adaptation of Stephen King's novel It broke records, but for different reasons. The studio spent just $35 million to bring Stephen King's film to the screen. By today's standards, that's very cheap. It made $100 million in its first weekend in the cinemas and stole the record of the cheapest blockbuster film from the Twilight saga, New Moon 2009, which cost only $50 million to make. Bollywood. It's Bollywood. The Indian film industry also breaks records. What does Bollywood mean to you? India, music, romance, song, drama, dance, comedy, action? Sometimes these lively Indian films include many of these elements, and Bollywood is now the biggest filmmaking industry in the world. The most popular Bollywood film of all time is PK. Released in 2015, it broke box office records in India, earning more than $45 million. PK is the story of a nameless alien who lands in India. Immediately, somebody steals the one thing he needs to return to his planet, his remote control. PK has great musical scenes and all the energy and passion of a classic Bollywood film. It's not surprising that PK is also one of the most successful Bollywood films in Europe and the US. Slumdog Millionaire was the film which introduced international audiences to Bollywood in 2009, thanks to British director Danny Boyle. In this rags-to-riches story, an orphan appears on India's version of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Although there are some disturbing scenes in the film, it ends happily with a wonderful Bollywood song and dance scene. Slumdog Millionaire won 8 Oscars, including Best Film and Best Director. Bloopers. Although Hollywood spends millions producing films, sometimes studios make mistakes, and fans are quick to point them out. For example, in Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone 2001, there is a scene where Harry talks to a snake. We know that a snake can't actually speak, so it's interesting that this one speaks English very well indeed. Harry is then surprised to see that the snake winks back at him. But what the filmmakers forgot was that snakes can't actually wink because they don't have eyelids. Does anybody care? It doesn't seem so. Dangers on the set. One group of people rarely get a mention, although without them, our films would have no action or excitement. We're talking about the courageous stuntmen and stuntwomen who have the most dangerous roles in cinema. The ones which the celebrities are not willing to try. But at times, the actors themselves suffer a great deal while filming a dangerous scene. In 1995, actor and director Kevin Costner made a film called Waterworld. As well as being very expensive to make, it was extremely dangerous. It nearly killed several members of the cast and crew. Every day, the Waterworld cast suffered from seasickness and constant stings from jellyfish. Divers had to rescue two actresses when their boat fell apart without warning. Strong winds and seawater battered Costner for over half an hour while he got suspended high in the air. A production helicopter also had to rescue a stuntman who got lost at sea. The Expendables films caused several injuries to the actors, the worst of all being The Expendables 3, 2014. Sylvester Stallone suffered a very frightening fall during the filming and had to have an operation to put a metal plate in his back. Co-star Antonio Banderas injured his knee in his very first scene. But the worst accident happened to Jason Statham, who was driving a truck which wouldn't stop. It went into the Black Sea while Jason was still driving it. Everybody panicked, except Jason, who calmly swam to safety as the truck disappeared into the cold, dark water. That's entertainment.